Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Thursday night's edition of Gamer Girls Radio. My voice is really not going to make it. I should stop talking.
If you would have been patient, I faded it down normally. Be patient.
I have no patience.
I've noticed that.
Patience is for the weak. No. So, welcome to Gamer Girls Radio. I'm Gamernatrix. Or Corey, or whatever you feel like calling me this week. I have my two lovely people with me. Miss Ginger from the morning. Hello, Ginger.
Yay, it's me.
Hey, what's up?
And then I have Blaster, master of the blasting.
Get up, go! Get your ass moving!
No. Just no.
Why?
Well... I was waiting for a sound effect from you.
No, that's it.
That's it.
I'm good. Let's go.
Are you sure?
Let's roll the show. Let's go.
We have no...
Face roll the show. Yay!
Did you say face palm? Or no?
No, I said face roll.
Face roll. So we have no front lines this week because... wasn't that interesting going on this week to do with women in gaming? There's a lot of other interesting stuff that we're going to be talking about. So sit down and get your popcorn. Or, well, no, some of you are probably playing games from what I hear. You like to listen to us while you play. So look out behind you! Oh. No. So, where shall I start? So much went on this week. Lots of fighting and clawing and there were no wet t-shirts, no oil.
This is true.
No wet t-shirts, no oil.
Extremely disappointed in that. I would like to start. I actually brought some news to the table.
Boo!
No. No, come on. So, you know, continuing its dominance of the PC platform, Valve is going to be releasing some more Left 4 Dead 2 content for free. For those of you who own the PC versions of Left 4 Dead 2, why would anybody ever have bought that game for Xbox 360? I will never know. But Left 4 Dead 2 for the PC is getting some free content. It's going to have a brand new campaign, and they're going to bring forward several maps from the original Left 4 Dead. It's going to be awesome.
Because all my real friends is on Xbox. That's why. No, let me not say that. People, oh, I'm going to start getting mail. I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
Well, aren't you in the market for mail?
With syrup? Yes. Why, yes, I am. Why, yes.
I'm excited. I know you're not as much because you don't own it for the PC. You were one of the few that bought it for the Xbox 360. I'm telling you, but here's the thing. Ginger, you got to get this game so we can start playing. We don't need Corey. We don't need her at all.
Oh, see how you...
She's dead weight to us. We're just going to leave her behind.
Shut up, Boomer. Stuff. Boomer!
Ben is going to end up dead tomorrow, so mm-hmm. He's going to find him.
Yes, the gaming Gestapo is going to find him.
Mm-hmm. If I'm a Boomer, you're ninja. A spitter.
Corey's going to send out her ninjas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Damn straight.
Just saying, I just think that that's just fan-freaking-tastic. Thank you, Valve, for being one of the few companies out there that gives the gamers, you know, quality content over and over and over again for nominal fee. I mean, they don't charge for these DLCs. I'm sick and tired of people charging for DLCs.
Well, they have charged for others. They don't charge you, PC users, but Xbox people have to pay.
No. See, that's the thing. The reason why Xbox people have to pay is because that's Microsoft. They have to. Microsoft doesn't. You can't have DLCs for free. You have to pay something.
No, they give some things for free, just not Left 4 Dead.
Not DLCs. They don't give you.
I've gotten some for free.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's because you left the Xbox, traitor.
I didn't know. I didn't leave the Xbox. I just played Bayonetta on it. It was pretty good. I don't see a need to pay a monthly fee just to be able to talk to my friends in chat and be able to play
games. I agree. Right there.
retarded.
That, yes.
Super
I retarded. I totally agree. That annoys me. I don't understand that.
Telling you.
I mean, I can see maybe for paying for, like, online content to actually play with the friends, but for chat, I think there should be some kind of free service on Xbox.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Well, I would agree the chat, the being able to talk to people should be free, and if you play the game. But I think there should be special allowances if you are a, what is it? Is it gold? I forget how it goes. Gold diamond.
Gold member.
You got to pay to be a gold member. Yeah, exactly. Ha, ha, ha.
But I think it should be, if you're paying to be a gold member, then you should get special stuff. Maybe you get your DLC for free or something. Something's got to give, because they don't.
Or are you gonna rob my gold member?
You know what? I got the chainsaw and some fire. That's what I got for you.
I'm just saying, you have to pay to be a gold member. That is retarded. I'm sorry.
Totally.
And no offense to retarded people, because you guys are not as dumb as Microsoft. That is stupid. The people that pay that are retarded.
Hey!
Sorry that you are.
Hey.
I'm going to say it.
Well, I didn't pay for it before. I think I'm just getting into where I have to pay. Because that was lovely. Things you do for free memberships to Microsoft. Okay, so anyway.
I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, don't.
I don't want to know what kind of things you did.
No, you don't. So anyway, the big thing this week, at least that should be big to you, is there was a congressional caucus formed to support the video game industry. Did y'all know this?
I did not.
I didn't hear about it, yes.
You teased me about this, but I never actually looked into it. So please explain to me what this congressional caucus was doing.
Well, I got this email from several different other news outlets, aside from ourselves. GamePolitics.com sent it to me. GameVoters.org sent it to me. So this is important. The ECA sent it to me. Yay. So I got it 3 or 4 times. Basically, wait a minute. I just lost my story. How about that? Okay, here we go. Basically, the members of Congress and representatives from the video game industry launched a new caucus, and that was on February the 16th, which was yesterday, in the morning. It's going to be called the eTech Caucus, and they're supposed to champion issues that help foster growth in the interactive entertainment sector. Now, the reason why I say this is a big deal is because also, you know, last week we had the Lieberman chick going crazy saying games are horrible. There were studies last week, games are evil. But this week there seems to be a complete turnaround. I can't say if the caucus was the reason why, but... you stop it. You with that word.
Caucuses tend to cause turnarounds. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't think it was just this quickly. I don't think it was this quickly.
Especially when Corey's involved.
You. Congressman, where's his name? Ah, Congressman Kevin Brady. Guess where he's from? Texas. See, Texan people. The co-chair Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman, who's from Florida. Well, that's like Texas. Cooney Center. I don't really like that name. Cooney Center Executive Director Michael H. Levine, who is a PhD from the ESA. Oh, I'm sorry. He's just a PhD. And Michael Gallagher from the ESA are other members of the caucus. And what they've done is pointed out to Congress that the game industry generates over 120,000 jobs across 34 states here in the U.S. The average salary is about $89,000 a year. And Brady's PR rep added, yes. Thank you. Made me lose my place. Okay, and I also said that the industry brings in around $24 billion in revenue in the United States. So they're
saying, nice.
Yes, so they're saying you should be supporting it. This is our industry is demonstrated great potential over the last few years in many new areas, including health, education, and medicine. So how do you guys feel about this lovely new caucus in light of other new studies this week, which we've talked about in the news? Yes, go, Ben, please.
Oh, no. I was just clearing my throat, anticipating the conversation. But I'll tell you what I think about this. I think that, they're reminding them, of course, that the video game industry is not all bad, right? I'm surprised that we have to remind politicians that an industry that employs so many people and does, so much good for the economy, especially in this, bad economy that we're in, I'm surprised that we have to remind people that, hey, you may not want to come really hard down on this industry because it's actually doing decent right now. And if you come down hard on this economy, people are going to lose jobs. I think that's just retarded that we have to even remind them of that. And yes, retarded is my new favorite word for tonight. I'm sorry.
Words with the letter R. Ginger, how about yourself? What do you think?
No, I agree. I agree with a lot like what Master Blaster just said. It's just, it's outrageous that there are so many people out there who frown on the video game industry. And frankly, I feel like the whole California fiasco is kind of the, I don't know, they're jealous that they're worried we'll take over, we'll become the number one spot. So they're trying to crack down on us. I don't know. But it just seems like so many people overlook games. You know, all gamers live in their mother's basement. They're not spending a lot of money, but we are. We're going out. We're spending, you know, $50-$60 a game. If you're one of the crazy ones who are paying for the special editions, you're paying $100 for a game and a little book. You know,
A helmet.
Yeah, a book, a helmet. I mean, it's crazy. And I mean, if you've looked in some of these resale stores at these older gaming consoles that are going for and games that are going for outrageous amounts of money because they're collector's editions. Yeah, it is. You're right. I mean, and England is noticing this too now. These gaming companies are, you know, leaving. They're taking their jobs. They're shutting them down. They're bringing them back here because
Texas.
Because, you know, Great Britain is having an issue where they decided, you know what, we're not going to give you these benefits that the U.S. and these states here are going to. And the game companies were like, well, you know what? We're going to take our ball and go home.
We're going to go play over here with these kids. They like us.
Exactly.
Now, all of that happened this week in addition to other studies. If you listen to our morning news, you've heard that we were talking about a university this week did a study that said Bejeweled, of all games. Is it Bejeweled? And there was another one. Was it Zuma?
Well, Bejeweled is pure evil.
Well, no. The study said that it helps cure or helps people that are depressed, helps them feel better.
That's
so
nice.
Yes, it was very nice to hear. There's another one that was done. Oh, another study. I wish I could find this right now, and I can't. That said, another university did a study that said there is no correlation. Again, I was saying this, Lieberman, I hope you're listening. No correlation between video games and violence. Now, in that same vein, on GamePolitics.com yesterday, someone else did a stupid experiment that... well, I'll tell you about it. South Korea's Munhwa Broadcasting Corporation ran a news story, and they were trying to demonstrate that video games are violent, and video games make players violent, and they did this by going into a net cafe where people pay to use the internet and shut off all the computers. And there's...
I wonder why people might be violent in that situation.
And what the guy or what are quoted as saying is they've been transformed into the violent characters they're playing. Really? You shut off people's...
That is a good way to get cut.
What country was this again?
This was in South Korea. Although
you know how serious the Koreans take their video games. I mean, they got freaking... StarCraft playing
television. Farming gold, you know?
Yeah, they're dying for the game, and they're serious. They're hardcore. However, when they ran the story, a lot of the viewers said, "Yeah, I'd be pissed off too. You turned off my. Some people might not have even been playing games. If you just turned off every computer, and you're paying for it. Keep in mind, we're paying for it." And they're saying the patrons of Washington Show said the show should apologize to the cafe's customers because they were filming them and saying, you know, see, video games make you violent. And they said they should refund their money.
I think if they did the same thing. You know, I think if they went to, say, like a football game or something, you know, go in there and somehow find a way to block the view from the game to the stands. I think there would be a lot of violent watching.
Well, right, but it depends on even what football you're talking about. I mean, think about soccer, the other football, as I call it. You know, soccer hooligans, right, are really notorious for being extremely violent. So does that mean we should outlaw soccer as well?
Yes, we should outlaw soccer. It's violent. It makes people violent. I don't know about you, but every time I see a soccer ball, I'm just pissed off.
Every time I see something that isn't American football, I get pissed off. So.
Oh, that's amusing.
Okay, now, I'm getting, wait a minute, I lost my place in the story. Well, there's nothing else to that one. Well, I wish we could find the footage. That's what I want, footage of it. Moving along, where's my other studies? Oh, another one. Here we go. This is one I definitely want to talk about. We mentioned this in the news earlier this week as well. Call of Juarez is getting a lot of bad...
Call of Juarez?
Call of getting a lot of bad press from Mexico, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why. I'm just curious. I mean, I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you why. If you're not familiar with Call of Juarez, the cartel, it's set up. It's a present-day game. Dealing with drugs, real-world violence, Mexican drug cartels, and community leaders community leaders in Ciudad Juarez are saying that Ubisoft's game is glorifying the violent lifestyle of drug cartels and being a hitman. And they're saying lots of kids say they want to be a hitman because they are the ones that get away with everything. And this is from a youth worker named Laurencio Barraza, who told Reuters this, and he also stated, according to Reuters, they're saying that particular city averages 8 murders a day last year, and at the start of this year, and at least 40 residents from El Paso have been murdered while visiting. Barraza says Barraza works for the independent popular organization which tries to keep the youth of the city out of the violent cartel. He says this game is glorifying violence as if the victims are just another number or another bonus. In games, you get hurt and you die. You get another life. In real life, you only die once.
Well, that's true.
It is true, but do you really think that there are some kids out there over the age of, let me say, 9. Over age of 8, who believe that they will come back to life in real life if they're shot and dead. And go ahead. One of you.
Well, I was going to say, the thing that really shocks me is that there are kids in Mexico that can afford this game. That's the thing that shocks me. I mean, I don't know about the rest of you, but that's what I got from it.
Bad.
Well,
sure, the industry in Mexico is, no. Another story we did said a lot of our torrent files are amazingly not here in the U.S. It's Mexico and other countries. But so maybe they don't have the money, but they are playing them. Mm-hmm. Hey, Gigi, what were you going to say?
I don't even remember now. I had something I was going to say, and then just...
Sorry. Gosh.
Well, here's the thing we were kind of hinting at the news in the morning, is that I'm sorry, I don't know of any video game that you can play, aside from the ones that are made specifically for medical personnel, where it is so realistic that you can learn how to be a hitman from playing it. Anybody know a game like that? I mean...
Definitely not Hitman.
No.
That was not realistic at all.
Yeah. What about... Let's say Cafe World. Can I really learn how to cook the dishes in Cafe World by playing the game? No.
The dishes.
No.
No. I've looked up.
These racing games aren't going to teach you to drive. They're not going to any of
this
fun stuff.
It's some of the things they're drawing parallels to are ridiculous. I'm so hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hit somebody and wait for numbers to roll out over their head to see what damage I just did to them.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you are. They're saying, the people at Ubisoft, of course, said it's not. It's purely fictional. It's developed by the team at Techland for entertainment purposes only. While Call of Juarez touches on subjects relevant to current events in Juarez, it does so in a fictional manner. I'm still trying to figure out. I'm still trying to figure out where they get this from. Where are these people? Why is this so complicated for them to understand? Can either of you help me with this? Why is it complicated to understand?
I mean, it's not, so I don't think we can provide you an answer.
I think.
Go ahead.
I do. I think it's a knee-jerk reaction, and I think it's a reaction of people who are not actually informed. You know, that they hear, like, people like Miss Lieberman saying, oh, yes, these violent video games, they're going to make your kids mean, they're going to make your kids violent, this is why your kid has this issue, this is why your kid has that issue. And, no, it comes down to, all right, some of these games do have some valid points about what is going on in the world that people don't want to talk about, but at the same time, these games aren't going to make your kids any more or less violent than they already are. Your parenting skills are... Or lack of.
I would say to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, if you're having that many murders, then why is the game blamed?
Yeah, and I don't think drug cartels are going to going to be sitting there playing games. I think they have other things they're doing. So, I don't believe that it's the video games.
But what was it I said at the news? I said, now, I'm going to decide I'm going to run my own drug cartel, but I'm going to use the game to teach me how. So, I got to play through level one to get to the first part.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to walk me through a tutorial. And, of course, setting up a real drug cartel is going to be exactly like the tutorial, because when I go out to do it, I'm going to have a controller in my hand and the TV in front of me, and I'm going to refer back and forth to the dialogue. Hold on, let me pause and read this so I can say it to you exactly right, because that's how you set it up. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's why we need gaming caucuses, which reminds me. While
gaming
I'm,
what?
The gaming. You stop it. You just want me to say that word again.
Can you blame me?
If you're following us on Twitter, you'll have this link. If not, just go look at our Twitter page. I am actually putting up a link. Any of you who are old enough to vote, or it doesn't matter if you're not, go and send a letter to your congressman. You can still write to them even though you're underage. Or check our Facebook as well. And sign up. Send a letter to your local representative about the E-Tech Caucus, because we need some people out there swinging. The ESA is doing their best, but we need somebody that actually can speak the language of the crazy people in the Congress. Sad, sad, sad this week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, ooh, my side. Oh, this whole thing went down. I thought I lost y'all for a second. There's other stuff going on with the caucus, by the way. They're saying how softball and Wii Sports helped them form it. Jeez, Ben, Wii Sports, did you hear that?
Wii Sports.
So they are a bunch of retards. We have no hope.
Shush you.
We know these guys.
Well, both of these people, and this is going to make all the difference in the world, who I mentioned earlier, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I'm sorry I left her out, Kevin Brady, they actually played the games. That's why they decided to be on the caucus. And I think really we need to do what they did over in the UK and have a day where the gamers come out, we meet our congressmen, and let them play the thing that they're condemning. And after they're done, say, okay, now do you still think this is the most horrible thing on earth? If it is, then, you know, let's figure out where we went wrong in teaching you how to play. The other thing I'd like to add is, and this is going to segue into probably what Ginger was going to talk about, is why is it that we have our government so focused on video games with all the stuff going on in Egypt? Why are we not trying to help those people? I mean, the geeks and nerds that you're complaining about, we actually stepped up to make sure that they could get their message out. You know, people that run Facebook, Google, Twitter, all made sure that they could, you know, still communicate with the world. And you all are mad at us saying we're horrible, evil people. We're going to, you know, get juiced up on Red Bull and play a game and go out and kill people. But you're not looking over there. We were. So Ginger, tell us about those things that they were doing.
All right. Well, I have been reading all kinds of Second Life blogs lately because I am just obsessed with that. It's not really a game. Virtual World? There we go. Virtual World. Anyway, came across.
It's no longer a game for you, is it?
No, it's not a game. It's no goal to it. Anyways, there are firsthand reports coming in from players that are from Egypt, and there are Sims, Egyptian Sims. And apparently, during the protests over in Egypt, these Egyptian Sims were actually overrun with players and protest and counter-protesters going at it, and these Sims arguing their points, showing their support for either side, debating. And I think that is awesome. You can go in here and you can meet these people. Right, sure, it's not, you're not there, so it's not firsthand, but it's kind of like secondhand. It's like talking to the man on the street that is there, that has seen it all go on, and being told these stories that we're not hearing on the news.
Yeah.
We're going to hear these great, huge, big, sensational stories on the news, but you're not going to hear the small man's story, the normal person's story. You're not going to hear about how they're having to protect their neighborhoods or how their jails have been overrun and fought and the prisoners have been let loose and armed.
Oh.
Yeah. You're not hearing about what they're calling the street wars in these neighborhoods.
And but here we're more concerned with the games being violent when the gamers were the only ones looking at them saying, how can we help you? What does that tell you about our people in Congress?
It's that they're blind. They have blinders.
I can think of a word that begins with an R.
I think, again, we talk about this all the time, it's the money. They see, remember I was reading the figures earlier, they're seeing all the money, they're seeing the dollar signs, and they're like, either give it to us or we're going to take it from you.
Exactly. And I said it when I wrote about Miss Lieberman. I really think a lot of these people are jumping on a bandwagon. They are wanting press. They're wanting to get their names out there. They can't do it on their own, writing with their own material, so they're going to jump on everybody else's.
There's a challenge to everybody. Let's stop retweeting them. Let's stop Facebooking them. Let's just ignore them. Maybe they'll go away.
Actually, that's the best way to deal with them, I think, because any kind of press is good press when you're an attention whore like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you call Miss Lieberman a whore?
I did no such thing.
We lost servers in China because of that.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Lieberman, see you next Tuesday.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
See you next Tuesday.
Never told her. I never called her any of those names.
Oh, no. That was from a story this week.
Yeah, I remember. Are you okay with the swearing? I love it. See you next Tuesday, Miss Lieberman.
Yes, I really do. I believe that's a lot of it. And that's what she admits. You know, I've never played these games. Well, once, you know, everybody threw a fit, oh, I went back and I did some research about the game. No, you read a couple of reviews, you read what parents are saying, and you took the parts that fit your story and you clung to them. That's what you did. You did not actually play this game. I highly doubt you'd even know how to turn on the console to play the darn game.
That's what gets me, is how can you condemn something you've never played? That's like going into a restaurant saying, I refuse to eat this because it's going to taste terrible. How would you know? You have to try. You have to try stuff first. You have to at least have played some of the games that you're condemning first before you start saying they're horrible. I mean, there's games I look at and I say I probably wouldn't be interested in playing, and sometimes I've been surprised. I sit down and play them. They're excellent, excellent story, so on and so forth, but these people are not playing them. They have no idea what gaming is, and some of it's, I can't even say it's an age gap, because I know people that are the same age and older than Miss Lieberman that play games daily. They can whoop my ass at Halo any day of the week. Left 4 Dead, before I can even pull my gun and reload, I'm already dead. So it's not even an age thing. It's just ignorance. And it doesn't make any sense from people that are supposed to be in charge of our nation. That scares me.
I don't think, you know, here's the thing. Maybe I give them too much credit, but I really don't think they actually believe any of that crap. I think this is really just an easy way to get lots of followers and lots of attention and possibly sell a few books. That's all this really is. I think that, like I said, like I've said before, I think they're picking on the gaming industry because they believe that we as gamers are not going to go to the polls and vote against people that follow these kind of policies. They believe that the people who believe their lies, who believe that video games cause violence, are going to go to the polls and vote for them because they came down really hard on this, you know, this plague against our youth, and they don't believe that us as young people are going to turn out in mass against them for what they've supported.
Unfortunately,
that's really what I
think that they've had a point so far. Gamers tend to be pretty lax. We're pretty laid back, and
let's be honest, we're lazy.
We're kind of lazy. And we are going to throw a fit about it. We might troll their forums, but for the most part, there are a lot of people out there who are not going to get up off their couches and go actually get their voices heard when they should.
Right.
And,
yes. Yes.
That is why we keep getting these idiots in Congress.
And that is why you need to go over and sign up at the ECA, Students and Soldiers, $1.
Mm-hmm.
$1. And they have all kinds of cool stuff. You get discount on games. You go to the ECA.com.org. It's the ECA.
Yeah. TheECA.com.
And go sign up.
Yeah, you get discounts on events, on hotels to go to these events, flights, rental cars, food places at these things, access.
Restaurants, buffets. I mean, you get it all.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cruises.
Okay, stop lying. Because, you know, Matt will be calling me tomorrow. Corey, we need to talk about what Ben said. We don't give away cruises. We need to say that. I have to issue a statement. You know, he sends us those little 30-second clips. Yeah, I'm going to have to issue another statement. Matt, I didn't say that.
I would say to Matt, this is why we don't have the support we need. If we started giving discounts on cruises, I'm telling you, those old voters would be out there for us. I mean, we could get the 70 and older voting. right there. That block would be ours, Matt.
Okay.
Yes.
Mosquito season. Yay. You get discounts.
Start saying that. I don't want them.
I know. They're already in my house. Hyatt Regency. There's the Gunner gear. Some of you like that. Comic-Con, you get discounts. Gamefly, Geeks.com, OnLive, Sprint, Overstock.com, Target. You just pick a place. You start getting access to these discounts. And it's if you're not a student or a soldier, it's $19.95 for a year. Okay, $19.95 for the entire year. And if there's no, if there's no chapter next year near you, start one. You can be the president. Get the people in line in your area.
You can rule with an iron fist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't want to rule with an iron fist because, you know.
I do. Speak for yourself.
And the ECA is very good about compensating you for your time when they come to your city, if you help them host a booth. They take very good care of their people. And, again, it's a good cause. If you like your games, this is something you definitely want to do.
Want idiots like Schwarzenegger talking about how violent our video games are, and the minute he retires, he's looking at going back into his violent movies.
You did not just call me an idiot.
Oh, he is. He's such a flipping tool.
I'm sorry. I have stuff in my mouth. Shut up, man. So I'm...
Would you suck a fat loot?
Now, speaking of controversial games, we were talking about this one this morning. It's a new game being done by the former writer and director for Rockstar Games, 1979. And already, if you pop over to the Game Politics forums, there's people already forming coalitions. This game is not even done. If you're not sure what the game is about, they want to do historically accurate, but they want to do it from both sides. So it'll be from our side. And the enemy side, our enemy side. So, but you start off the game as Iranian, but you're an American-born U.S. State Department translator. You also, as the game fleshed out, I think he says you're going to have 8 characters. Is that what we said this morning? About 8 characters. So, and you get to play for both sides: American, pro-democracy, pro-theocracy, Iranian, whatever it is. The government, follow the rules of Islam, and the people are already over there. It's not big yet, but I'm guessing around the time it gets closer to the time for the game to release, there's going to be a lot more controversy. But this one particular guy, I'm not going to say his name because I'm not giving press to people that are crazy anymore. But he says it'll encourage terrorism. It's too soon, too fresh in people's minds. It glorifies violence. It's a training tool for terrorists. It's just another ultraviolet video game that'll desensitize today's youth to violence. It'll promote anti-American attitudes.
Yes, that's going to promote anti-American attitudes.
Now, at first I thought this was sarcasm until I read that he is now the admin to a group called Parents for Education, Not Legislation on MySpace. I'm not sure if he's being sarcastic, but I don't think he is.
So what you're trying to say is not sure if serious?
Due to the fact that he's the head of that little thing on MySpace. Why did he pick MySpace? See, that's a dead giveaway. Most people are not. Nobody's on MySpace anymore. And Issa, the game that we're talking about is actually called 1979. She's asking in the chat room. It's not out yet. It's from the guy that is the mind behind Grand Theft Auto 3, Max Payne, and he also did Alan Wake.
I just don't understand how something happened. Did he have an accident? Is there permanent brain damage at some point?
Who, the guy that left that comment?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's just ridiculous. I don't understand that. By the way, Max Payne was a fucking awesome game.
It was.
Oh, my God. We need another Max Payne. If you're listening, developers, new Max Payne game.
His name is Naveed Kansari, and he was a former writer and director for Rockstar Games. And let's see. And this is the real story of the 1979 U.S. Embassy takeover in Tehran, Iran. Iran, or however you say it. And he's good. I want to play it. I want to see it. I
want to play it before I say something, you know, before I
make comments
and bring down judgment, even though it's typically not my style. But I do, in fact, want to play it first. And then I'll make my mind up. And it might be a piece of crap. We'll see.
Well, I would like to see how it's done. I'd like to see exactly how well they stuck to historical value, I guess.
Yeah, because Saddam Hussein will obviously be in it. That's why Some of them are saying it's too fresh, it's too soon.
Wait, an Iranian takeover of the embassy? I don't think Saddam Hussein was involved in that, was
he? He apparently was around.
That was Iraq.
Well, not according to this story.
Well, that's
They're saying the relationship between Iraq, Saddam Hussein, and the U.S. will be explored.
Okay.
So,
sure.
And he said the main reason for creating the game is to encourage dialogue between both Western and Middle Eastern players. So, you know, all of us are going to be playing it. Hopefully we start talking.
I think that's interesting.
I've heard some sorry, go ahead, Ginger.
No, I think that's interesting. I think that's awesome. For the most part, I agree that there are certain amounts of people, I'm going to say a lot of people, who read the news here at face value and do not go elsewhere to explore the other views of the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're going off of what we're told here, and we're not getting the full story. We're getting our side of the story, sure. Well, part of our side of the story.
Yes, because we know the media loves to chop up things, and that's what gamers are a victim of now.
Exactly, exactly. And right. So I think this could be interesting to see somebody else's view and to talk it out.
We hope they'll talk it out. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I've seen the if he wants to promote dialogue, I've seen the dialogue that goes on the internet, and I don't think it's necessarily a healthy thing.
Trolls.
That's all I'm going to say. I just can't wait to somebody with a Middle Eastern accent being like, I just shot you in the face.
Well, let me just tell you, Ben, if we can save even one soul, we've done our job. If we save one soul, we take one soul for gaming.
Hey, Sister Coy now. Thank you, Sister Coy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be unto Master Chief. That's my church up in here. I want to see what he's going to do. You can find his interview up on joystick.com or Game Politics if you want to watch it there. Or on our site, actually. I think we have it up. We put it up earlier. You know, I forget to breathe when I'm talking. Do you guys do that? Nobody else does that but me.
Your brain doesn't need that much oxygen.
Yes, because it is a super brain. It doesn't need anything.
That's mm-hmm. exactly what I meant when I said that.
Super brain. Super, super, super. So, did either of you had other things you want to discuss before I continue to go on?
No, I don't think so.
Because y'all suck, that's why.
Hey, listen, I brought my wonderful news that everybody who owns a PC and the best version of Left 4 Dead 2 wanted to hear, and that's all I really needed to bring tonight. I felt that did
really
job.
Really.
I mean, that's it. I mean, we could have closed the show right after I announced that.
Oh wow, amazing! Well,
let's talk about you know how the PS3 and PS1 users are about to get really mad.
Oh, I haven't turned on my PS3 yet today. And those of you who don't listen to the morning don't know it's coming. And tonight is usually a gaming night for some of you. You start just like we do on Thursday and just game all the way through to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a hacked PS3, it's over for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're blocking access to the PlayStation Network. And you'll get a nice message with a bunch of code that says you cannot play on the PlayStation Network. Please disconnect your illegal devices.
Yep.
I
know several of friends, acquaintances, who are going to be rudely awakened by this, because just about everything they own is hacked.
I don't understand that. Like, that's something I don't get. I mean, you know, you bought one of the most expensive gaming consoles available.
In history.
In history, right. And you're too cheap ass to pay for games or whatever to go with it. I mean, that's freaking ridiculous. That's like buying a Porsche and then stealing gas to drive it around town. That's retarded.
Well, I don't know that the hacking has...
For those of you playing at home, I think that's my time of said retarded.
Go ahead. One of you.
I don't think it's all about hacked games so much as there... somebody was telling me the other day that they're not stealing their games, but they feel they should be able to run a different platform. They don't like...
The PlayStation.
Yeah, they don't like the PlayStation platform. They want, and apparently they were told they were going to be able to. I think this was the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sony was like, oh, no, sorry, we're going to take that capability away from you. So they hacked it so that they could do it anyways. And, well, now Sony's telling them, you hacked it,
right. So
we're going to take your service away. Sorry.
Right. So what originally happened when the PlayStation 3 was going to be launched, it was supposed to be operating a version of Linux Red Hat. That's what I believe was what was going to be you could possibly install on it. In fact, it had another OS option And that was disabled by Sony, and people were pissed about it, as you said, Ginger. But here's the thing I'd like to say. I mean, you know, I don't understand, again, people buying a PlayStation 3 console and then hacking it so that they can – I mean, the reason why they're hacking it, let's just be honest, it's not because they want to install Linux on there and they want to use it like a computer. It's because they want to play pirated games. Let's just be honest about that. I mean, this. I mean, if you want a Linux operating system, go out and buy a freaking PC and then install Linux free.
See, here's the flip side of that. Let's say you're not doing pirated games. You really just want Linux. I feel like if you paid the original, how much was it originally, $600 or something like that?
It was $499.
$499. You should be able to mod it. I'm not going to say mod it to do games, but you should be able to take it apart. I feel the same way about the Xbox. Now, I'm going to provide an example for you. If you rent a computer from such a place as Rent-A-Center or Cons or any of those places, when your PC breaks, you know what they do? They don't copy your data for you. They don't make sure they save everything for you. They say you have two options. You can come in here, we'll wipe your hard drive, and if that doesn't fix it, we're going to hand you a new computer. And I think that's what it should be, not we're going to invalidate your warranty or anything. Because you know what? If you modded your Xbox or your PlayStation, that's fine. But if it breaks and you send it to us, we're going to wipe it clean and send it back to you. That means you start over.
No. I don't think that's even the case. I think what should happen is if you broke it, you know, then it's your own fault. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, why would you expect Sony to pay for, you know, to pay to ship it out there, to have the somebody come over there and the manpower, however much it takes an hour to have somebody, you know, flip a button or whatever and clean the hard drive out and reinstall the original OS. And why should Sony have to incur all of that? Because you decided that you were going to play Mr. Hackmaster and we're going to go in there and hack your piece, you know, PlayStation 3. I don't think that's Sony's responsibility.
No, it's not. That's why I said exactly what they should do. That's fine. You can go ahead and hack it, but when you get it back, you're not going to have any of your stuff. That's just plain and simple. But I get what you're saying. Most of it is pirated games. We all know that. But I'm more looking at, I think Sony's a lot more lenient than Xbox. Xbox, you cannot open your case, period. If you open it, your warranty is voided. And it could be that you just need to clean the dust out because they get dusty. They suck in air. You can't open it, period. You cannot – what was it, the other thing? Oh, the lady told me, and some of you may not know this. If you have your Xbox plugged into a surge protector and you call in for service, you might not want to mention that you had it plugged into a surge protector because it has a built-in one. And they will ask you that question, is it plugged into a surge protector? And if you say yes, sorry, your warranty is invalidated. We are not sending you a new Xbox.
Are you kidding me?
Kid you not.
Why?
Because,
Explain that train of thought. Because
they feel like if it's plugged into a surge protector, it is officially not their fault if it got surged or something went wrong. If it's plugged into the wall and their surge protector failed, then it's their fault.
Well, a lot of surge protector companies come with warranties and stuff like that independently.
Yeah, but who actually keeps up with that stuff? Who actually takes time to fill it out?
You should. And actually, what's really interesting is I was actually thinking about this today. Like, how many times have you bought a game or something or bought something that, like, a piece of video game, like a computer hardware that had a mail-in rebate and never filled it out? That's got to be – that right there, if somebody wants a business idea, there's your business idea. Start a business that – it makes it really easy for people to submit that to you, and then you turn around and collect a reward on that. For you pay them up front a smaller amount than what the rebate's actually worth, and then you turn around and mail it out.
Hey, you should do that, but don't be giving away our ideas.
I've got so many brilliant ideas. I can afford to lose a few.
We may want to do that. Now, and Issa's saying in the chat room, she thinks that's an excuse for the company to deny you repair, and that's exactly what
I
it
agree.
Is. Exactly what it is.
And maybe I don't understand. I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I'm not the biggest tech person out there, but I would think if it were plugged into a secondary power supply and still the game console's own, I'm sorry, surge protector, own surge protector fails as well, that is still a fail on the product, not on the user.
I found that out purely by accident, and I did, the very first Xbox I had, I did have it plugged into a surge protector, and when I called, when they asked me that question, I always listened to your little voice, and the little voice said, answer her no. And I said, no, of course not. So she's like, oh, that's good, because if you did, and that's when she told me. And every time I've had to call in, I'm on my third Xbox now, and unfortunately some of you are on your 6th, your 8th, your 20th, I'm sorry, they ask that question. Always say no. I don't care if you have it plugged into 3 surge protectors. Just say no. No, I did not. And it is a way for them to avoid repairing. And it, also, it is a money racket because a lot of us, especially me, we go in and renew your warranty. You pay that $20, that $30 every year so that if it breaks, you can get a new one. And it's stupid that they would invalidate it because of where it was plugged in.
That's just an excuse. Like, you know, I think that's just what Issa said in the chat room. That's an excuse, and I agree with that. It's an excuse because they don't want to have to continue to incur the cost of this. That's all.
Now, on the other hand, I have never had to send my PlayStation in. I will give them kudos for that. My Wii, I have never had a problem with, period, and I've had
except the
same
one. Except
for the
fact that it sucks.
No, I love my Wii. That's you that didn't like the Wii. I love my Wii. Use it at least once a week. But
I think you're confused. I think you love Wiis, but I don't think you love your Wii.
Hush up, you. It's my Wii. But I love my Wii, and again, as I always say, Nintendo makes superior products. I think I tweeted this earlier this week. My cousin washed a Nintendo DS game and took it out, and it was wet. She let it dry, and it works perfectly, no problem. Let that have been an Xbox disc or a game or the PSP game, you don't have a game anymore. It does not work. The only other people I've seen that happen with same cousin washed her iPhone and it worked and I was amazed. That's some good craftsmanship there. And that's what you want when you're paying all that money. Am I wrong?
Well, see, that's the thing. So you're saying iPhones are great and fantastic.
I didn't say they were great. I said it was good craftsmanship that you can wash it and it still works.
And if you want to talk about a really closed system, that's what the iPhone is. I mean, you can't do freaking jack to that thing. I mean...
Well, that's the same with the iPad. And
I mean, you could. I mean, I guess you can have. There is a hack out there to hack the OS, but there's. I mean, you know,
yeah,
every time you do an update, every time the Apple iStore doesn't. Excuse me. Apple. Is it iStore? I guess it is iStore. This doesn't sound right.
iTunes.
Doesn't update. Whatever. Every time they do an update.
With that. Yeah.
Screws it up.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to you?
Well, all right. So everybody knows I'm married here. Anyways, my husband has his own iPhone. He hacked it. It worked for a while, but with he got smart, not thinking about it, plugged it into the computer to charge. Well, he hadn't turned off the automatic update, and it kind of broke. It screwed it up good. Well, we drove down to the Apple iStore to, you know, try to get it fixed. Luckily, we talked to one of the girls wandering around before we actually took it to the phone bar at the back, and she quickly told us, don't take us back there. They will invalidate your warranty if they see this. Here is what you do. And she told us how to pretty much flash wipe the iPhone and get back the original OS.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of her. She was way more useful than those stupid people at the bar back there.
Because they would have told us, sorry, it's...
You hacked it.
What's the name for them? What do they call them again? There's a name for those people that sit at the bar.
Idiot?
Yeah, that's what it should be. But there's a name like experts or something like that.
I don't remember.
Whatever.
Anyway. Now, see, I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. If I paid the money for something, why can I not do what I want with it? I mean, think about it this way, guys.
Because, Corey, they want to make more money off of it. They're not happy with the money you get.
I get that, but I'm saying as gamers, this is probably something we need to start talking to the companies about, or threatening something to do something. Because if you think about it, guys, out there, if you buy a car and you tint the windows and you get new tires and you install a brand new radio and surround sound system in your car and OnStar, they don't say your warranty is invalidated because you altered your car. It's your car. You did what you wanted to do with it. You still have a warranty. So if the engine breaks, they come in, and maybe you have modified your engine, but they're still going to fix it and send you on your way. I don't understand why our console companies have so much control over what we do with our console. I am afraid. I'm telling you, to clean out my Xbox, I have to go in, and I'm like, what kind of little tool can I use to blow this dust out without opening it? Because, you know, once you break that little seal, it's all over. And I just spent $40 just like last month to renew my warranty. And those few, who is it in the room? Issa says she still has her first one. You're lucky. Who is it? Blaster ZQ77 is on like her sixth one? Sixth or seventh Xbox?
I think so, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shoddy workmanship, I must say.
Like
those, I mean, yeah. they I'm serious. I mean, those kids in China are just not.
Mm-hmm. I have moved mine to its own shelf. Yeah, on my entertainment center, mine has its own shelf, my Xbox, because it overheats at the drop of a hat.
Yes, I have mine close to the floor where it's cooler and in its own very spacious space mm-hmm. that I have to dust like every other day just to make sure there's nothing collecting back there. All the wires have to, they can't be, you know, tied together, you know, how you make your stuff look all streamlined, none of that.
Yeah,
see, my Xbox is already, I was going to say, my Xbox is getting that dreaded disk read error every once in a while, and that's, so I actually found online how you have to go, I have to go in and fix that. There's actually a piece that came off of the disk drive that I have to go back in and put on. Just shoddy.
Is your warranty still in?
No. And see, the thing, I've rarely played my Xbox. I played maybe 3 or 4 games in the last 3 or 4 years of my Xbox, and it's falling apart. That's just ridiculous. For a system that was barely, my PlayStation 3 gets used 20 times more than my Xbox 360, and it's never had a problem. And mine's a used PS3. This was a brand new Xbox. Mine was a used PS3.
Yeah, mine is a used PS3 too.
That's just retarded. That's number 9. For those of you playing at home, it's number 9.
Issa's like, I should ask the person if they have the receipt. I don't know about the receipt, but you sure should start checking on your warranty. Yeah, you'll be SOL. You need to check and see if it still has a warranty. You can call Microsoft and do that and ask if they still have a warranty. Tell them it was a gift and you would like to have the warranty. Because that's the only redeeming factor. And I didn't even worry about a warranty on the Wii period, and we do use the Wii a lot here, but I've never had any issues with it. No disc read errors. And I only know of one person that's ever had an issue with their Wii, and it was something to do with an update that kind of screwed up the operating system. But they sent her another one right away. There was no, we need to check to see if you have a warranty. They're like, oh, it's not working. That's fine. We'll send you a new one. And she got to keep the other one.
That's because there's only 4 or 5 people playing Wii's right now.
Oh, you have.
Able to equally track her.
No. So everybody I know has a Wii, just not you. Mm-hmm. You can hate on the Wii all you want. You can hate Nintendo all
I will.
You want.
I don't
make, they make good products. That's what I like. If I'm going to spend money on a console, it needs to be freaking indestructible. It needs to be made of adamantium. You comic book people get what I say when I mean that. It needs to be like adamantium.
So you're saying they make excellent products that happen to always contain Mario or a Mario character.
You know that's their signature character. Nobody gets mad when there's a Metal Gear Solid on PlayStation every time.
Oh, Mario just won, number one character of all times or something?
Yes, because we have a new Guinness.
That's what happens when you continue to stuff a character down people's throats. That's eventually what happens.
Oh, they're not stuffing.
I think he is the best reinvented character.
Of all time. In case you guys didn't know, there is a Guinness.
Mustache 3 centimeters to the left. He's been reinvented.
Well, no, I more meant in the gameplay. I mean,
instead of jumping up and down, only now he can jump side to side.
Well, as I keep trying to tell the lovely people, there is a Guinness Book of World Records for gaming, and he made the top video game character of all time. So,
he's over marketed. Why?
Hey, if his people are handling his business, that's fine. We need to get his PR people over here for us, is what we need.
I think people mistook him for Ron Jeremy, and they actually were voting for Ron Jeremy, not him.
And they may have. Either way, he came out on top. Mm-hmm. Either way.
As Ron Jeremy would in that situation.
Exactly. So you can liken the two. I'm sure Mario is not worried. Mario, are you somewhere with Princess Peach? Hold up.
Hey, why do you think he risks his life to rescue her all the time?
She risked her life to rescue him once.
Well, that's because she got used to it.
She got used to what?
Nah, I'm not going to go into it.
Uh-huh. Bad.
You know, since she'd been in all these castles trapped, she knew, you know, all the ways out.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah, she might as well save him.
I think she was trying to get captured. I think, seriously. That's just me, though.
Well, that would
Have you ever seen that video where the princesses were talking about getting captured all the time?
No.
You've never seen that one?
Nope.
It was Princess Peach was sitting there with Zelda, and they were talking about how all the times that, you know, they get captured, and they're like, yeah, and they're like talking about, like, you know, I just hate getting captured all the time. And then finally one of them's like, okay, I can't stop lying anymore. I love getting captured. They're like, really? You too? Like, yeah, I know. She's like, Bowser, he always takes me to these exotic locations, and when I'm there, I get my own servant who'll do whatever I want, bring me anything I need. And she's like, and Bowser's so big and strong, and Mario's so short and fat.
And hairy,
exactly. It's this whole thing.
But not Link.
They're sitting at this diner talking, and finally she's like, oh, I got to go. She's like, because Ganon walks in. He's like, let's go. He's like, she's like, oh, I got to go. She's like, wait a minute. Are you captured right now? She's like, yeah, he lets me out when I'm captured, but I got to go back now.
That's like, awesome.
And she's like, oh, he lets you out by yourself? She's like, yeah. And then she looks over and Bowser's at the bar getting a drink. And she's like, why don't you ever let me out by myself?
That is hilarious.
Oh, it's awesome.
Find that so we can put that up on
I will do that. I'll have to look for that.
That is adorable. And when are we going to get a Zelda where she rescues Link? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. When do we get one?
Nobody wants to capture Link. He's a guy with pointy ears that wears short skirts. Nobody
hey, I like me some Link. That's my man. Don't you talk about my man.
Yeah, he wears a kilt. Then, guys.
That's right. Real men wear kilts.
I don't think that's a kilt. That's technically a dress. The kilt is a little bit longer and a little bit plaid.
Yeah, real men wear tunics.
Right. You just keep telling yourself that.
I'm telling him that. That's my man. I love you, Link.
I've seen some cosplay SCA stuff of guys in tunics and kilts.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a flash.
Yeah.
Whew, I had a flash. Okay.
Oh, I had a flash too.
Dirty.
Dad. Then Flash comes with one of those, long jackets.
We just keep his hands in his pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Is he sitting there making that noise? Is something wrong with you? Do we need to help you?
There's no help for me.
This is true. So it is about time for us to cut it short.
It is.
Yes, we got things to do.
Yeah, we do.
We got games to play. We got things to kill.
Is that my Left 4 Dead music?
You'll see.
Is it? Oh, my song.
You don't know me, baby, but I see you around. It might be kind of crazy, but I'm just new in town. And now I wonder what you think if I said, hey, look, I'd like to get your number and a link to your Facebook. Now if I tell you what a nice guy's supposed to, would that compel you not to scream when I approach you?
We're actually right there. And there are
calmly, but honestly, I'm sort of a zombie. I knew you'd be surprised. You can bet that I may not be alive, but I sure as hell ain't dead inside. What's with the shoddy? I ain't wishing you harm. You see, I try to hold your hand, but I'm missing an arm. And brains are all I've eaten all week, it's true. But if my heart was still beating, it would be for you. So let me take you to Wendy's, you deserve it. Yeah, I'm a zombie, baby, ain't nobody perfect. I'll chase you through the yard and all through the house into the dark. Oh, I want to steal your heart and eat your brains. I've never been so true, but if my heart was still beating, it would be for you. Oh, I want to steal your heart and eat your brains. Baby, sometimes I bite, and you can bet that I've got an appetite for human flesh. I'll always be near, though. You'll have to accept that when I nibble on your earlobe, you might get infected, huh? Cause I fell in love with you and I'm undead, but you make me feel alive. And when I chase you through the graveyard, it feels like foreplay. If I'm lying, I'm dying, and I speak truly when I say I love your mind. I'll take brains over beauty. We'll be the undead Dagwood and Blondie when I teach you how to zombie. An herb, I love you, and you can sing along to this post-apocalyptic post-mortem love song. So give me a chance, girl, you know I'll be worth it. Yeah, I'm a zombie, baby, ain't nobody perfect. I'll chase you through the yard and